When you are far or distant from someone, what does that feel like? Maybe it means you have little or no contact with the person. Also, when you're far from someone, your communication is superficial. There's no depth, no richness to the relationship. So to get closer to someone, first you have to keep in touch. You have to reach out. Plus, you have to be willing to talk about meaningful things and personal issues. The same goes with your relationship with God. If you don't put in any time or effort, the relationship goes stale and you grow distant. So many times in the Bible, it shows how Jesus moved closer to those in need, or he used this kind of movement when he told the parables of the Good Samaritan and the prodigal son. First, God is moved on the inside. By this I mean he feels compassion for the hurt and the lost. Then he moves physically closer. The Good Samaritan moved closer to mend the wounds of the person hurt on the side of the road. The merciful father runs to embrace his lost son upon his return. All this imagery is so powerful and so real. God's heart is moved by our suffering, and he moves closer to us to help us, to heal us, and to set us free. Jesus coming closer to us is the greatest manifestation of God's compassion. So we can choose to let God in closer, or we can choose to shut him out. When God approaches us, it's usually with the intention to heal or free us from something. And that's where we get nervous sometimes. Maybe we don't want to be healthy and free. It may sound strange, but many times we choose things that hurt us or enslave us. So to get closer to God, you have to be willing to make contact. You have to be willing to reach out and go deeper and let him in to heal you and free you. This is what he does. Jesus is the great physician. He's not interested in a superficial relationship. With God, it's got to be substantial. Today's world is so full of superficial and flimsy relationships. We're afraid of intimacy. We're afraid to show our vulnerability. But if we really want to be strong, we have to let the Lord in to work on our weakness. In the end, it's a matter of trust. To truly get closer to someone, we have to let our guard down and trust the other. To get closer to God, we have to trust him. So move closer, or even better, let God move closer to you. Invite him into your heart and soul with a deep, honest prayer. Learn to recognize his voice by reading his word. Spend time with God. Let his tender grace bring you healing and liberty. And as you trust him more and more, you will feel his closeness. You will feel his abundant love. Don't put it off. Get closer to the Lord today and every day. Now let's pray. O merciful Lord, you are worthy of our deepest thanks and praise. We want to get closer to you, so we ask for your help. Help us to spend more time in prayer. Help us to receive and understand your word. Let us be in communion with your church, your body, and may your loving spirit enable us to trust you and let you in to bring us health and freedom. Let us not be afraid to let our guard down before you and show us our wounds, O blessed Lord, just as Jesus Christ shows us his wounds. And may you enter and do your good work in our lives. We pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.